Good morning, everyone. It's Monday morning, 8 o'clock, June 24th. I'm just coming to you with an update on recent flood activity and flood events here in the Charles City area. So currently, as you can see on the screen behind me, we are currently at what appears to be crest, at least pretty close to it, 21.57 feet right now. That is the high point. That crest was updated later last night to a little bit higher, and that's kind of right about where it's coming in at, is at 27.57. So as you can see, we should be rounding there, getting ready to hopefully start decreasing and heading back down. With that being said, I wanted to update you on some major road closures. Most notably, Brandingham Bridge, there, Highway 18. That one is currently closed here in downtown Charles City. DOT closed that last night completely at 1:45 a.m. We just met this morning, and they do have plans to reopen that as they can later today, this afternoon and evening, as waters recede. So that is definitely a fluid situation that should be opening up this afternoon, maybe a lane at a time as we go here, but it is currently closed. Main Street Bridge in downtown Charles City is also closed. We closed that last evening based due to just some precautionary measures. There's cracks in the bridge. There's always been cracks in the bridge. Some of them maybe appear to be getting worse. It's hard to tell. A lot of it's underwater. We can't see, with a lot of big stuff coming over the dam. So just based on precaution, we closed that down. As soon as waters recede, we're going to have bridge inspectors in taking a look at that, taking a look at the Gilbert Street Bridge as well. That one remains open, but we'll be taking a look at both those bridges. And once inspection's done on Main Street Bridge and everything looks to be okay, we'll be able to reopen that bridge as well. As far as the county side, updated this morning that county 240th Street is closed. And it sounds like Vista is still open, but it's very close to closing. So depending where we're at here, that may or may not close as waters change. Gas and electricity, Mid-American Energy went around yesterday afternoon, evening, and prior, turning off some gas customers. Those are still turned off and will be until waters recede a little bit further. The Mid-American crews will be able to go out and restart gas service. At this point, no electrical services have been disconnected, aside from Sportsman's Park, that area is disconnected, but no residences have seen power turned off. Fire department ambulance services are set up on both sides of the river to be able to respond to emergencies. Once again, if you do have any flood-related issues or concerns, we ask that you call the county dispatch at 641-228-3366. With that, our next Facebook Live update will be this evening at 5 p.m. By that point, we'll be getting closer to about 20 feet. Actually, that'll be happening after that. Current model shows that we should be going back below major flood stage by 1 o'clock Tuesday morning. So we got a little ways to go yet, but we'll see you again tonight at about 5 o'clock. So stay safe, everybody.